It's Innovation Thursday on the fly, and Jay Munchie on EA Radio, and we are over at the brand new Aviation Gateway Park today. And co-hosting with me today, Dave Chamson, and Dave is the Vice President, Marketing and Business Development Manager for EAA. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Thanks for joining us. So let's talk a little bit about this brand new Gateway Park. How did it come to be, and what was the inspiration?
Sure. Well, we've always had a presence over here. It's kind of evolved over the last few years. Last year, if you had been here, it was called College Park, and it was three different tents, and honestly, probably not the most inviting part of the grounds. As you know, this is kind of an area of air venture that's kind of growing and a little bit off the beaten path. So we've been trying to think about ways to get more people out and to kind of see the colleges and the universities that have typically been down the road over here as well, just off to my right. And what we decided to do was just kind of start from scratch and look at ways that we could introduce innovation to our members and our guests that come here. And colleges and careers were certainly one way of getting kids and adults interested in what innovation lies in the professional aspects and in the service industries, and certainly with the military and the airlines. And so we've got an incredible sold-out tent behind us, our Colleges and Career Center. And then what we decided to do was to kind of take a look at innovations in general, and there's certainly nothing more innovative and trendy these days than drones. And what better way to get kids and adults involved in something else that flies? There certainly have been RCs that have been around for 100 years, but drones obviously have taken off. So we decided to split the Innovation Center in half and come up with half dedicated to unmanned aerial flight and the other half to innovations. And we launched the Innovation Center, and we put an 80-foot by 80-foot by 30 drone cage right attached to it with some windows and a viewing area inside the air-conditioned tent, and it has taken off beyond our wildest dreams.
Well, I mean, you're right. The UAV program is booming, not only in the military side, but it's really catching on for civilians.
It has, and EAA has got a great catbird seat position, because we're certainly being asked to look at things from a regulatory and advocacy perspective on the commercial side of things. And yet on the other side, there's all the recreational fun that you can have with RC and drone flying as well. So we know that it's a little bit in flux right now in terms of where the FAA is pulling things and where that's going to head. But in the meantime, there's that 400-foot and below opportunity that really lets people start making their own drones, buying their own drones, getting into it at a reasonable price point, and using that as a way to get them involved in aviation in some capacity. They may not be able to afford some of the planes that they see around here, but going out and buying a kit to build your own $50 drone, or maybe even spending $3,000 on some of the ones that you see flying here, is just an amazing way to use it as a gateway to get started.
What I see it doing, Dave, is I see the whole modeling. Like, remember when we were young, yeah, RC modeling was so popular,
and
building models and flying RC planes. And now what the drones are doing is they're bringing that back in a whole new way, and bringing on board a whole new generation of young people, right, to aerial sport.
Yeah, they're easy to fly. I mean, you can make them as complex as you want or as easy as you want, just from some of the simple hobbyist drones all the way up to the ones that are multiple thousands of dollars that kids and adults are using, certainly to get that amazing point of view. As you know, many of these you can attach 4K cameras to and just enjoy that same point of view you could from the cockpit, with a lot less, I guess, excitement
expense.
Or risk, but lots of expense, exactly. So, I mean, the cage has been busy all week long, and as a matter of, oh, look at that. That's the first one that we've had stuck up 30 feet high.
Oh, I don't know if you, well, at least the lights are flashing, so no one will hit it.
They're going to need some help with that one. Manny will help out, I'm sure.
We're talking about the drone cage that's right next to us here at Gateway Park. And Innovation Center, you've got the colleges. The colleges, of course, and the airlines. You know, we are growing into a pilot shortage.
Right.
I mean, it's not a myth. It's not a mystery. It's happening.
Yeah, I saw some of those statistics. It's about, I think Boeing's reporting about 558,000 pilot shorted. Basically, they're going to be short, and I think almost half of that was coming from abroad in the Asian market. So.
Right. This is a great venue for them,
yes,
to recruit.
It is. It's been great. They've been having an amazing week. The other tent that's behind us is our forums tent, where we're giving all sorts of technological talks on aviation, the legalities of unmanned flight, and anything that's sort of related to innovative components of aviation as well.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So looking forward now, this is 2015, next year,
sure,
Gateway Park's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
It's pretty solid now. You're going to develop it even further, huh?
We are. I mean, we've had a lot of requests for starting to look at how we're going to expand the footprint. Almost all of the partners that we have in there are first-year partners, especially in the drone companies.
Really?
It's been a great initiative for us. And I've almost gotten 100% commitment from them to come on back. And we've had several that want to sponsor some large parts of Aviation Gateway Park. We've been asked to sort of, that was impressive. They knocked it down somehow. Water bottle? All right. And we're kind of landlocked here, but we're looking at ways that we can really continue to take the innovations forward. As a matter of fact, we also have another group inside that's called Aero Innovate. We're going to hear a little bit more about that later. That has five incredible startups that our members are really going to want to be paying attention to as well. So
we'll talk about those later. Yeah, very cool stuff. What, since I've got you here,
yeah.
What else is going on here at EAA?
There's a few things.
From a development standpoint.
From a development standpoint, you know, we're really looking at I guess, the everything from the infrastructure that's going on here, how we can make things better for our members and guests, everything from our master site planning that we're taking a look at in terms of improving the experience here at EAA. We've got a great five-year rolling plan to make sure that the grounds and the partner buildings and everything else are always in first-class shape to make sure that things that we can do are always going to be very inviting. And that's, I think you'll see that here. All three of these tents here are air-conditioned. So on a day like today, it's a real nice way to spend your day and to kind of research and find out what's new and exciting here.
Well, and just something new because, I mean, this is my 29th straight year coming to AirVenture. And it's fun to see new things every year.
It is.
I mean, it could easily get repetitive, but it's not.
The has been incredibly crowded all week long. It's even on a beautiful sunny day, even during the middle of the air show, we're still seeing great things going on inside. Everyone from Lockheed Martin is here with their F-35 flight simulator. We've got hang gliding simulators inside. Like I said, we've got many, many different drone companies represented here as well.
Hang glider simulator.
It's incredible. He's up here with Full Sail University. And it's looks like a pretty primitive contraption, but you sit down in this thing, and it's a chair built out of metal trusses, and it's got the handles just like you would steer a hang glider. And he's got fans blowing at you, and you sit in this, and you're able to basically use Oculus Rift glasses, and you don't know what those are. Those are 3D glasses that provide a virtual immersive experience, and you sit in there. And I did it at Sun and Fun, and it made me incredibly nauseous. It was a lot of fun. And he even has it armed with a missile that you can take and fire it as you're flying over California hills. So it's a lot of fun. Those are kind of the things that you can see. So that's sort of where 3D technology is being taken. So those are some of the examples of some of the things you'll see inside.
That's exciting. Now, I like the idea that you put the colleges and the airlines together.
Yes.
Because they're going to have to develop a relationship, if not now, very soon.
Right.
For a pipeline of pilots.
It is. You've got Ohio State over there. You've got University of North Dakota. You've got Auburn University, all acting as feeder curriculums, of course, into what the airlines is going to require of them coming out. So it's a great combination and again, provides another fantastic gateway. We couldn't have done this without Piper Aircraft. They're the sponsors of all of Aviation Gateway Park here as well.
Yeah.
They believe in it, and they've been very supportive.
Well, and of course they're one of the top training brands of aircraft out there. So it's they're very vested and interested in what happens here going forward.
Right.
So as are everybody else.
Yeah.
So what else? Let's hit on some really exciting things.
So this is a great week. We've got the Goodyear Wingfoot 1 Zeppelin here.
It's been flying everywhere.
It has been flying. As a matter of fact, I just had the privilege of flying on it this morning with Captain Jim Lovell, and that was just an amazing experience.
Very cool.
It really provides just an incredible sense of what goes on over the grounds. I don't think I've ever seen the ground so crowded and so excited and so optimistic about where the aviation industry is headed these days. We were hearing it from our partners. We're hearing it from our attendees, and it's probably going to be one of the, if not the best show we've ever had.
And Apollo 13.
And Apollo 13 is well represented here
awesome
as well.
How awesome is that?
Fred Hez and Jim Lovell, and it's just been a great experience to have them here.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
And, of course, the seaplane base, we always try and get a little spot in there for the seaplane base because their little world is hopping over there, too.
Yeah, at the south end, kind of by the ultralight areas, if you take a tram down there, you can pick up a bus to the seaplane base. If you're looking for a nice, quiet, tranquil break in your day, it's about a 10-minute ride. You'll be able to see a lot of beautiful amphibs flying there. Icon is giving demonstrations of their A5 as well.
I hear that's very popular.
Very popular. I had a chance to fly that on Sunday, and again, probably one of the most fun flying experiences I've ever had. So as a pilot, they nailed it. They lived up to their expectations. So talk about an innovative company. They want to deliver on the ultimate consumer flying experience, and they have nailed it. They lived up to all the hype.
That's awesome. Yeah. We're going to be, my show, On the Fly, will be there on Saturday.
Excellent.
Out to Seaplane Base. And tomorrow, we get to do something really exciting on the show. We get to fly drones.
You are. You're going to fly drones tomorrow.
We're going to be in the drone cage tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we are going to see some really exciting stuff with a couple of the companies that are that are marketing drones, and Emory-Riddle University.
Yeah, Emory-Riddle is the sponsor of our amazing obstacle course challenge every day from 3 to 5 here. You can sign up and fly around our obstacle course, which they'll set up, and it's got a great timed event that everyone can participate in. It's an amazing trophy that you can win, so that's been a blast every day, and we've had a long line of participants for that, so I highly encourage everyone to come out and give it a try.
Excellent, Dave. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Good. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to somebody from NASA, I believe.
Absolutely. Excellent.
All right, Jay Monchi, we're on the fly with Dave Chamson over at Gateway Park, the brand new Aviation Gateway Park, and specifically today, Innovation Center. We'll be right back. You're listening to EAA Radio.